Dr. Kevin Cavanaugh with Kentucky-based HealthWatch USA says the increasing risk of contagions, such as potentially deadly staph infections and untreatable gastrointestinal bacteria, justify tougher measures. For example, Cavanaugh says hospitals need to expand their use of antibiotic ointments and antiseptics.
All hospitals can be doing it, either with surveillance and testing of individual patients, or some hospitals may choose to use the universal decolonization, or essentially just treating everybody as if they had MRSA.
MRSA is another name for staph infections. Still, Cavanaugh says the numbers remain soft, so creating an adequate statewide response will be difficult. As for the Kentucky Hospital Association, spokeswoman Elizabeth Cobb says her members are active. Cobb says many hospitals employ experts who focus solely on infection prevention and treatment. For example, they track patients who may spread infections from one facility to another.
Looks at the number of times that they have been in any type of healthcare facility, and really analyzes whether that patient is at a high risk for either carrying an infection or getting an infection.
Cobb adds they must report any cases of infection to a national database. Public health advocates say more information will help them win their fight against infections. However, House Health and Welfare Committee member Robert Benvenuti believes the state has a relatively good handle on the problem.
Kentucky has a regulation on this, and that I haven't heard any evidence that our hospitals are in non-compliance. If there's evidence of non-compliance, then that needs to be forwarded to the Inspector General's office.
There was also discussion about county health departments taking a key role raising awareness about the risk of infections. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.